WTAW News time is 6 minutes after 7. 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A fire in Bryan yesterday looked worse than it really was. That's according to Fire Chief Randy McGregor after an oil tank fire was extinguished behind a nursing home west of Blinn College. No one was injured and residents of the Lampstand Nursing Home were not evacuated. Firefighters from Bryan and College Station spent 30 minutes to extinguish the fire. The cause of the fire has not been determined. A Bryan woman was killed yesterday morning in a two-vehicle crash on Harvey Mitchell Parkway near Villa Maria. Bryan police reported a southbound car was driving in the northbound lanes when it struck a pickup. The driver, 83-year-old Toshiko Bissett, died at the scene. The driver of the pickup was taken to a hospital with severe but not life-threatening injuries. The roadway was closed for approximately 4 hours. A rare community meeting involving the state agency that regulates residential care facilities took place this month, involving a facility for 8 through 17-year-old boys northeast of Bryan.
State Representative Kyle Cassell told WTAW News he gathered the interested parties due to a disturbing number of criminal occurrences around Everyday Life Boys Ranch. Cassell says he wants to ensure the safety of the neighbors and hold the ranch to state standards. Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk says deputies respond to calls from the ranch as well as the neighborhood.
I just hope that we can find a way that everybody is satisfied with what happens out there and can, you know, live life peacefully.
Bryan School District Superintendent Tommy Wallace says there have been more days than not that a ranch resident in the 4th through 12th grade is involved in an incident at any of 7 affected schools. The incidents range from classroom disruptions to assaults.
It tends to take a lot of our administrators' time and teachers' time to de-escalate the situation with these everyday life students.
Julie Moody of the Department of Family and Protective Services, the agency that regulates the ranch, says they met with law enforcement and the ranch in 2013 over many of the same issues.
We can listen and we may be able to come up with solutions based on what the community feels they need.
Ranch founder Cedric Payton, who's been with the family-owned facility since it began in 2001, says he was unaware and surprised at what he had heard.
I didn't know that the relationship with a couple of neighbors was so bad. I wish they would have came and really talked to us about the incidents or what they thought may have been our kids or not our kids.
Cassell says he's hopeful there's a mutually beneficial resolution for all the parties involved. Interviews with all the speakers and Cassell's statement are online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A week from now, you might be getting a phone call asking for your opinions about what should be included in a YMCA. College Station City Councilman Carl Mooney, speaking on WTAW's The Infomaniacs, is a member of the advisory council recruiting the Houston Y to open branches in both Bryan and College Station.
Your listeners will start to get phone calls from a company called Foursquare Research. That'll begin on the 26th of this month. Foursquare is going to be calling a representative group of citizens in the area, not just here in College Station, but also in our ETJ.
Results of the survey are expected on August 1st. The Texas Reds Festival has announced its headline entertainment for its 10th anniversary year.
We will have Rodney Crowell on Saturday, and Ray Wiley Hubbard will be back as our Sunday headliner.
Sandy Ferris of the Downtown Bryan Association says 30 more entertainers will also be performing, which starts September 23rd. New to the festival will be a Sunday steak and egg brunch in the area where the steaks are served on Saturday night. WTAW News time is 10 minutes after 7. It's 75 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Jared Marriott, and I'd like to introduce Classic Homes by Marriott. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions, budget constraints, and the idea of true customization. We can simplify your home building experience. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in and will ensure that you have a home to fit your family needs and budget. Classic Homes by Marriott, backed by our family guarantee and the Marriott tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Folks at ABC Home and Commercial Services are saying don't let the mosquitoes decide whether you're indoors or outdoors. You can fight back. You can let ABC Home and Commercial Services help with a mosquito system that mists for you. That's right. It, you know, sprays the mist out. Aside from being a nuisance as far as biting is concerned and, you know, scratching and all that stuff. Now we know more than ever that mosquitoes could be a health risk. But thanks to ABC and their misting treatments, you and your family can enjoy your yard again. ABC's mosquito specialist will spray your yard using a powered backpack and eliminate mosquitoes all around your landscape. For a less than 5,000 square foot lot, misting can be as low as $75 a month, depending on your landscaping. Plus, ABC specialists are good guys to have in your yard. You know, background checks and all that stuff is done before anybody can put on an ABC uniform. Now, they've got a system that can be ongoing, or they can come out and do treatments, whatever you'd like to do. Call today and get some more information about mosquito misting. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
Like politicians, some roofing companies tell you things that just aren't so. Like, we've been in business since 1995. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back up. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
It's all new, all true, family fun that will inspire you. Expect the unexpected with Opus Season 44. This year's family fun lineup includes PBS favorite Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood Live, a mesmerizing experience for the entire family, The Aluminum Show, Straight from the North Pole, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the musical, and experience Jurassic Proportions with Earth's Dinosaur Zoo Live. Sponsored by Shenandoah Veterinary Clinic and Opus Encore. Get your family's tickets now at mscopus.org.
Traveling can be stressful. Let GroundShuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. GroundShuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan-College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute in comfort with luxury shuttles and reclining seats, power outlets, and Wi-Fi on select shuttles. So you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With GroundShuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and limo service in the new Mercedes S350. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
Hey, hey, good morning. It's 7:13. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast, got that for you. It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leaders in foundation repair for more than 30 years. And they also do polyurethane concrete raising. For more information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Sunshine, warm and humid for today. We'll be up to 90 to 95 this afternoon. By late in the day, there could be an isolated shower or a thunderstorm. It'll be partly cloudy overnight with lows near 75. Sunshine for tomorrow. Thunderstorm may pop up late in the day. Any activity, again, is going to be rather isolated, 90 to 95. Clear tomorrow night, 70 to 75. And we have sun in the forecast for Wednesday. Highs will be 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, I'll give you the weekend details of the Brazos Valley Bombers versus the Victoria Generals. Also, the Houston Astros shut out the Cincinnati Reds. The Texas Rangers take down the Cardinals. And the NBA Finals are finally over. I'll give you all those details coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, so, you know, Girl Scout cookie time comes around every year. You know, that's going to happen. You know, that you need to, you know, sign up because people always put the, you know, they put the guilt form up on the, you know, on the
guilt form.
No, you know, so you can fill that out because, you know, their daughter or niece or somebody is, you know, doing the Girl Scout thing. So, yeah,
I'm guilty. I'm guilty of that.
Of playing the guilt thing?
Oh, yeah. Not Girl Scout cookies per se, but, you know, definitely school fundraisers when I was younger. Here, Mom, Dad, just take this form to work.
That's
thanks.
Right. Okay.
Thanks and gig 'em.
Yeah, there we go. And, you know, and that's good because there's, you know, there's good stuff. And Girl Scout cookies are good in any world. But now Pillsbury introducing a new licensing relationship with the Girl Scouts of U.S. America to bring two of America's favorite Girl Scout cookie flavors to the kitchen with new Pillsbury Girl Scout Thin Mints and caramel and coconut flavored baking mix.
Now, is this going to hurt their sales?
Well, you know, I think they're probably going to get a piece of that action.
True.
Everybody has their favorite Girl Scout cookie flavor. Many look forward to the Girl Scout cookie season when scouts across the country participate in the largest financial literacy program in the...
I didn't know that either.
In the world for girls selling Girl Scout cookies.
Huh. I don't think most of the people who are super ravenous about those cookies know that either.
No. They're just buying the cookies for the cookies.
So those Thin Mints.
So now your lovers of Girl Scout cookie flavors can recreate the crave-worthy flavors at home in the form of brownies, blondies, and cupcakes with the ease of the convenient Girl Scout cookie mix from Pillsbury.
See, so that's the thing. It doesn't sound like you're going to be able to make cookies,
no,
but just the same flavor.
Yeah.
So that that's their way of not, you know, intruding on the cookie business.
Okay,
per
and I guess
se.
The caramel and coconut flavored thing, I guess that'd be something different. But, you know, aren't Thin Mints just pretty much chocolate mint?
Yeah.
You know? Okay.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. Anyhow, so that's there. You can do that. And, yeah, you're not trying to create the cookies because, again, as I said, 1 year I got Twinkie baking things for Chase and Tom, and they made Twinkies, and they were really, really, really horrible. Really horrible. But that's all right. Okay, let's see. Celebrity good news and bad news. Dustin Diamond, remember him?
Yeah.
Played Screech on Saved by the Bell.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, he did a little jail time, I think, because he got into some little argument with a guy. Well, now he owes $100,000 in tax to the state of Wisconsin.
He's always, you know, he's been embroiled in some controversy many years now.
He has. And Selena Gomez on the good side, because she needs more money, doesn't she?
Of course.
She will be the face of Louis Vuitton.
Oh.
So there you are.
Yeah, because she does shampoo.
Does she?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, there you are.
Yep.
She wore her black and white Louis Vuitton on the red carpet. Oh, I thought he just made purses. I didn't know that.
I think he does. I think those designers do a little bit of everything.
Okay.
He's known for your purses and, you know.
Luggage and all that stuff.
Yeah, yep, okay. Yep.
I didn't even know he was an actual guy.
Oh, yeah, well.
They're all people.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. I guess no one's just making up names out there.
How they get their name. Now, I thought we could play the summer solstice song and we could all sing along with
okay.
it.
Okay.
Oh,
all
right.
You want to do that?
Sure.
I don't know the words, but, you know.
I could also sing along.
Yeah. Chelsea's just in like, yeah, okay, yeah, let's do that. Okay, so here we go with the summer solstice song. Yeah. Yeah. This is Lisa Thiel.
I am the
holy light.
Yeah. Harmony.
You know it, yeah.
I am the flame within.
Oh, yeah.
The flame.
Never dies.
Sounds like
never
summer.
Dies.
I am the sun.
Ooh.
That will
bring
ever rise.
Bring home the power.
Yep.
Yeah, okay, yeah,
oh,
yeah,
no.
Okay. We were just getting going.
Well, why'd you stop?
Oh, no. Anyway.
It was so good.
Yeah. We were looking forward to it. Apparently, she's put out a whole, it's called Circle of Seasons. She's put out a whole CD on this. So there's a summer song and a winter song and all this other stuff.
Hey, you find your niche and you just go with it.
And, you know, I'm sure there are enough people who'll line up to do that. But there we are. It is the summer solstice. And it actually starts at 5:24 this afternoon, I think, is what happens. Now, kind of interesting, today being the first day of summer and the longest daylight of 2016. And today you can see, you know, if you want to know where true east and west is, now's the day. That's east right there. See where the sun's coming up? And later on today you'll see west because it'll probably be clear. Anyway, Vox.com says that this year's solstice is extra special because it comes on the same day as the strawberry moon. This is the first time in 70 years that has happened. Doesn't mean that the moon will look like a strawberry, by the way. According to the Farmer's Almanac, full moons in June traditionally referred to as strawberry moons by the Native Americans because that was the month that the strawberries were picked. So
that makes sense.
Yeah, nothing really flashy about it. That's what it was. So anyhow, so if you want to celebrate at 5:24 this afternoon, then boom, you got it.
There's your time.
It'll
there.
Be the summer, actual beginning of summer and all that, 7:20. So now, you were gone over the weekend. I thought that you were just on vacation, but were you representing?
Well, kind of. So,
because I got this text.
The text.
Yeah.
So it was the American Volleyball Coaches Association
put
on a broadcaster summit for volleyball broadcasters. Well, I guess within all the shuffle of, you know, who's going and whatnot, because we had a couple people from Texas A&M go on behalf of our SEC Network Plus broadcasts that we do. But, you know, in my email signature, it says WTAW1620, and that's on a lot of my bio stuff on social media. So when I got there, my name card said Chelsea Reber, Texas A&M /WTAW1620.
Oh, nice.
And I thought, okay, well, this has nothing to do with my volleyball broadcast, but that's okay.
Yeah, we'll take that.
Okay. So it was, it wasn't quite all vacation. There was some work, but I had a really good time out there in Long Beach.
Very good.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Right. Now, let me see. Now, coming in, did you fly into LAX or nearby?
No,
or
actually, Long Beach has its own airport.
Oh, okay.
And I found actually a cheaper flight flying into there. I flew out of Austin, okay. And there was just a direct flight Austin to Long Beach.
Oh,
and
outstanding.
Yeah, it was actually really, really easy travels.
Okay, I was just wondering if you saw any of the smoke and stuff from the fires and all that sort of stuff.
No, didn't.
That thing is just continuing. That's just, well, again, it gets dry out there, and we've mm-hmm. talked about how you don't clear the underbrush out, and as a result, fires just go on and on and continue to grow, and that has that's been the case. All right, so in the meantime, Disney quickly decided to add signage to the Walt Disney World Resort following the death of the two-year-old. After closing all the beaches, the resort has put up large signs, each reading, "Danger, alligators and snakes in the area. Stay away from the water. Do not feed the wildlife." Though the attack was the first in 30 years, there apparently were others, and Disney quickly moved to respond to the problem and is said to be considering further changes as well. Legal experts say the lack of signage will likely make Disney liable in any kind of lawsuit resulting from the attack. Mm-hmm. Also, the fact that they have a mountain of money.
Yeah.
Right. Let's go after, Disney.
Follow the money. You'll find out exactly where all that stuff is going to be. So.
Well, even in the summer when I take my dog to the dog park, the local dog park here, I've seen signs that say, watch out for snakes, because one of the dog parks does have a pond area, and I've seen snakes in it. So I'm thinking, just this little local dog park where it's obviously foresty area and we've got signs, mm-hmm. how did you miss that?
Well,
if you're someone at Disney.
And I think the problem is these people may have been from Nebraska, and we had mentioned last week that all the folks that were interviewed about this from Florida, they weren't dismissive, but they just said, look, we know about this.
Right.
This is the world that we live in.
Mm-hmm.
And there probably is a level of irresponsibility when it comes to the Disney folks, but at the same time, and it's interesting because I lived in Beaumont for 4 years, and I don't really remember them ever talking about it being a problem there. But in talking to Clip Howard over the weekend, we were discussing this a little bit, and he said in the areas where alligators are prone, they have a different hunting season than in the areas where they are not supposed to be so prevalent.
Mm.
Well, if you continue to, they have a limited number of tags that they sell. You have to have a tag to be able to kill the hunt the gator, and then you turn the tag in. So if this is becoming a problem in Texas or in Louisiana, then they probably need to up the number of tags that are out there or change the hunting season somewhat. And that's not even talking about Florida, because Florida basically is a swamp. I mean, almost all of it is just a swamp. And
right.
I don't know how you control those things. Again, they're critters, and we were discussing that, is that apparently this accident happened because it is nesting season.
Mm.
And so this gator was not trying to hunt for this child, this predator, if you will, but it was probably because there was a nest nearby in shallow water that happened.
Oh, okay.
But the thing is, no matter what you're doing, if you're innocent, you could be playing golf, and there are people who've reached in to get a golf ball, and a gator's come after
mm-hmm.
So, we got to remember that they're wild critters, and
hopefully a sign helps, hope for people who are out of town,
Well, and you are a worldwide attraction.
Yeah.
I mean, so it's... Yeah, the locals know, even the Floridians know, maybe Texans know, or anyone else who lives in that kind of climate. But, you're attracting people from all over the world, not even just the United States to your
attraction.
Well, again,
if you make it look like a beach,
I think that was everyone else's reaction, was it's not just a lake where if you go in, you're going to go in, like be submerged. I mean, like you said, there was a beach. There was an area where, it looked like you could,
let's go
kind of hang out.
Yeah. Let's go do that stuff. So, we'll see. All right. Anyhow, now the lawsuits probably will come. We'll probably hear about that. Hello.
Honestly, do you really think a sign is going to help? Look at all the stuff that's happened in Yellowstone this year.
Yeah. Well, that's right. And I've got another one of those. I think I had two of those stories today.
I was going to say, I'm not the biggest proponent of signs. I just hope it helps.
Well, you know? Yeah, and again, but the animals are hard to read the signs.
Right.
And as this guy's, I think, inferring, people are stupid.
So your tea is only served iced and sweet, and your chili comes with a 5-alarm warning. Well, it's just a Texas thing, y'all. Show your Texas pride with help from the Texas Trading Post. TXTraders.com is your local online superstore for everything Texas. We're serious about fun Texas stuff.
Howdy, this is Linda Harvell. Thanks for voting the Texas Trading Post the best online store in the Brazos Valley for 5 years in a row. Please vote for us again this year. Find us at TXTraders.com. Shop local, online.
Good morning, 726 at Brazos Valley Weather Forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Skyline Communication. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service called Skyline Communications. 775-2929.
Sunshine, warm and humid for today. Will be up to 90 to 95 this afternoon. By late in the day, there could be an isolated shower or a thunderstorm. It'll be partly cloudy overnight with lows near 75. Sunshine for tomorrow. Thunderstorm may pop up late in the day. Any activity, again, is going to be rather isolated, 90 to 95. Clear tomorrow night, 70 to 75. And we have sun in the forecast for Wednesday. Highs will be 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
In April, a Democrat governor of Virginia, Terry McAuliffe, known publicly here as the Punk, took a page out of the Obama handbook. Without consulting the state legislature, he decided to make new law. With a stroke of his pen, McAuliffe restored voting rights to convicted criminals in his state, adding 200,000 felons to the Democrat voter rolls. The results still unfolding. Last week, it was discovered that the new voters include many sex offenders who've completed their sentences but are too dangerous to release. After a civil hearing, the sex offenders in question are held at the Virginia Center for Behavioral Rehab. The director of the facility said that 176 sex offenders meet the governor's criteria to have their voting rights restored. Now, when this news hit, McAuliffe sent out his spokeswoman to muddy the waters. Christina Knuckles said that McAuliffe's executive order doesn't cover these sex offenders. She claimed it specifically excludes people who are under any form of supervised release and that none of them had their rights restored. It's all just partisan misinformation and hysteria, she says. So even though the sex offenders are back on the voting rolls, they're not, according to McAuliffe, former Clinton insider, with a long track record of dubious under-the-table dealings. Now, this much can't be disputed. The criminal class has a political champion. It is the Democrat Party, from Crooked Hillary all the way on down, or up, depending on your point of view.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Do you know what the fastest growing crime in America is? It's identity theft, and it can happen a lot of ways. Like when someone pretends to be you to open new accounts, or charge their utility bill to your name, or any number of other illegal acts. And that's where LifeLock can help. They use proprietary technology to detect and alert you to a whole range of identity threats. And if there's a problem, they have a team of U.S.-based specialists who will work to resolve it. Now, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions in all businesses, but you will get more protection with LifeLock than you get from free credit monitoring alone. So join right now. You'll get a special 15% discount off your first year. Call or visit LifeLock.com. Make sure you use the promo code RUSH15. That's RUSH15. Act now. Offer ends July 3rd, 800-440-4833. RUSH15 at 800-440-4833.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Byinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at anco.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News time is 7:30, 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A Westside Bryan Highway was closed 4 hours yesterday following a crash that killed one driver and severely injured another driver. According to Bryan Police, a southbound car on Harvey Mitchell Parkway near Villa Maria was going north when it was struck by an oncoming pickup. The driver of the car, 83-year-old Toshiko Bissett, died at the scene. The driver of the pickup was taken to a hospital with severe but not life-threatening injuries. The source of thick and black smoke over Bryan yesterday around noon was an oil tank fire behind a nursing home west of the Blinn College campus. Fire Chief Randy McGregor says no cause has been determined to how the fire started and no one was injured. The Lampstand Nursing Home on East 29th was not evacuated. It took firefighters from Bryan and College Station 30 minutes to extinguish the fire. Six engines and two ladder trucks were on the scene. The oil tanks were initially cooled by water, then foam was applied. The next step in the recruitment of Houston YMCA branches in the Twin Cities starts soon. College Station City Councilman Carl Mooney, a member of the local Y Advisory Committee, says a telephone survey starts on the 26th.
To find out exactly what kind of programs would they like, what kind of components would they like to see within the facility.
Dr. Mooney on WTAW's The Infomaniac says this is in addition to recommendations made by the local committee.
We're willing to see just what the citizens want before we go forward with asking an architect actually to sit down and give us a drawing.
Results of the telephone survey conducted by a company called Foursquare Research are expected on August 1st. Two familiar names are returning to the Texas Reds Festival for its 10th anniversary year. Sandy Ferris with the Downtown Bryan Association says Rodney Crowell will be performing Saturday and Ray Wiley Hubbard on Sunday, September 24th and 25th.
We had Ray Wiley last year, and he was very popular, and he liked it as much as the people who listened to him did. They called us and wanted to come back this year, so we figured with the 10th anniversary, we needed a legend to come back, so we're happy to have both of those men back to entertain us.
30 more entertainers are also lined up for the festival.
We are reducing the number of stages that we have. We'll have the palace and then two or three other stages. We haven't fully fleshed out the rest of the lineup yet, but we will be bringing back some bands that are well-known in this area.
The area where steaks are served in downtown Bryan on Saturday night will be the location of the first-ever Sunday brunch of Steak and Eggs, and there will be a kickoff dinner the Thursday night before the festival at Messinahoff Winery and Resort. A state-licensed residential care facility for 8 through 17-year-old boys located northeast of Bryan was the subject of a rare community meeting this month. That's after neighbors directed complaints to State Representative Kyle Cassell.
Cassell says his foremost concern was and continues to be citizen safety and holding Everyday Life Boys Ranch accountable to state standards. Cassell says that's after hearing what he described as a disturbing number of crimes at the facility located near Tabor. Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk says at the ranch last year, deputies detained 28 residents and responded to 31 reports of runaways, which leads to neighbors' complaints of trespassing.
We got a couple of cases of, you know, theft of a bicycle and from the yards. And in one incident that was reported to us, that a boy ended up on the front porch of a house and confronted a resident and raised a level of concern.
Safety is also a concern to Bryan School District Superintendent Tommy Wallace, who says they have contacted the ranch about behavior issues for the last 5 years. Dr. Wallace says at seven schools, lots of classroom time has been taken away due to disruptions, thefts, assaults, and other incidents.
We spend more time with everyday life students and their behavior than any other subgroup in our school.
Cedric Payton, who's been with the family-owned facility since it began in 2001, said he was surprised and unaware about the complaints from the neighbors. Payton says he wants a good working relationship.
We depend so much on the Brazos Valley to to help support our organization. We have a lot of school teachers and people in the community that really do a lot for our organization, our kids, and we want to keep that connection.
Julie Moody of the Department of Family and Protective Services, the state agency that regulates the ranch, says the bottom line is to find a way to make everyone happy in order to serve the children.
Foster children aren't criminals. We can't lock children up because they're in the foster care system. They have the same rights as all of our children. So we have to keep that in mind as well.
As a takeaway from the meeting, Cassell told WTAW News he looks forward to continuing the dialogue in order to find a mutually beneficial resolution for all parties. Cassell's statement and interviews with all the speakers are online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News time is 7:36 at 75 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at 8 o'clock or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, president of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
High-speed internet. Everyone needs high-speed internet for banking, shopping, email, Facebook, and the list goes on. If you need fast, high-speed internet in the city or in the country, there is only one phone call you need to make. Call Starfire at 979-279-2788. Again, that's 979-279-2788. The satellite professionals at Starfire offer super fast, high-speed internet with unlimited data usage. This high-speed internet is available in the city and the country. Starfire also offers Dish Network or DirecTV for all your television watching needs. If you are looking for high-speed internet or great television programming at the best possible prices, call Starfire today at 979-279-2788. Again, that's 979-279-2788, or look them up online at StarfireSatellite.com. Again, StarfireSatellite.com. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1984.
Attention, City of Bryan residents! The single stream recycling program you've been asking for is finally here! The program allows you to place your recyclables in one container for bi-weekly collection by Brazos Valley Recycling for only $9.95 per month or $5.95 per month when 50% of your street participates. No bags or sorting required. Visit BrazosValleyRecycling.com to get started.
With Sioux Falls Prater, you're able to work your big land with equipment that was built for it. Right now, get a John Deere 1023E compact with 23 horsepower for just $9.99 a month, or a 3032E with 32 horsepower as low as $135 a month. Both include a 6-year powertrain warranty. At Sioux Falls Prater, you'll be able to drive home a John Deere, the official tractor of the Texas Rangers. Get a quote at cptractor.com. Offer ends August 2nd, 2016, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Terms, exclusions, and warranty limitations apply. See dealer for details.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:39. It's the Infomaniacs on WTAW. You got the Brazos Valley weather forecast for you. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or you can click on actionsportstx.com.
Today is the first day of summer. Astronomically speaking, from this point on, the days start getting shorter until we get to the winter solstice in December. We'll have sunshine today, maybe a shower or a thunderstorm late this afternoon, high of 90 to 95. Overnight, partly cloudy, 75. Sunshine tomorrow, an isolated storm possible by late in the day tomorrow, highs 90 to 95. And it's sunny Wednesday with highs of 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Brazos Valley Bombers had quite a weekend. All those details are coming up. Also, the Astros shut out Cincinnati Reds. The Texas Rangers take down the St. Louis Cardinals. And LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers make history in the NBA Finals. I'll give you all the details coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So we were talking a little while ago about how Disney is now going to put up signs, don't feed, stay out of the water, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And but a caller brought forth the idea that what difference do signs make, because sometimes people are just going to be stupid.
Yeah. I mean, that's fundamentally true.
Let's bring it to the other side of the equation. A shark died after a group of tourists dragged it out of the water so they could take pictures with it. In a video recorded, in the Dominican Republic and uploaded to the internet, a group of men race into the water before pulling the shark onto the beach with ropes. Some of the people reportedly lifeguards from nearby by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Punta Cana. Punta Cana. There you go. Thank you. Pictures posted on social media show a number of Hard Rock Hotel staff smiling as they lean over the dying shark. Others can be seen holding the tail and making a thumbs-up gesture, while in another picture there are four children.
You know, when I see a shark in the water, my first thought is to run in after it.
Well, whose isn't, really?
I think that's probably, I think you're probably right. And I think this is the...
How big was it? Did you see the pictures?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Today, actually, is the anniversary of when Jaws opened in the theaters, just saying. Now, earlier this year, there was a man filmed pulling a struggling shark out of the water on a Florida beach and pinning it to the sand in order to photograph it. So, you know,
why? You know what? Why?
Just saying. That's you've got that. And then, this has nothing to do with animals, but there was apparently, I don't know from what country, simply a foreign tourist at Yellowstone fined $1,000 for straying off the path and illegally collecting water from the thermal springs, I guess, in their Yeti so they could take it home or something. Mm. People behaving badly. Hello.
Yeah, this Dominican shark, it was decent size. It was about 6 feet long.
Yeah,
was
I'm it? Looking wow. at it right okay. now, and it looks, it doesn't look very wide. It's definitely a thinner shark, yeah. but it's long.
Hey, let's go drag the shark out of the water. Just
why?
I know. Yeah.
All the pictures posted have the children's faces blurred out, but all of the employees, it looks like they're...
Okay. All right, here we go. A couple of feel-good stories then for you.
Okay.
In Canada, a man driving on British Columbia for a fishing trip with his family last Friday saw a deer that had been hit by a truck in front of him. He stops on the side of the road, gets out of the car, saw the deer was pregnant, delivered the baby.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Deal is, he had his family had a farm when he was growing up, and so they had to help, you know, deliver cows sometimes. And so they named it Friday because of the and they've given it to the Northern Lights Wildlife Society in British Columbia, 15 miles away, and they'll raise the deer.
Oh, very
well
cool.
Done.
So
well
there.
Done, yeah.
Something good on that side of it.
Yeah.
And that. All right, now, have you ever bought a ticket and had to pay that fee, that service fee?
Yes, I just did that today.
And it annoys you, doesn't it?
Yes.
I don't know. What's the fee? Like $5?
Well, the one fee. I bought today to age me. My 10-year high school reunion is coming up. And so, but it was like a $4
Now, wait a minute.
Fee.
Why do you have to buy a ticket for your reunion?
Apparently, that's what you do nowadays.
Really?
Yeah, and that doesn't even include booze.
Oh, wow.
Golly.
Are they doing it at some like hotel or something though? Like
yeah.
A ballroom?
So the first night is So Brian High, class of 2006. For mm-hmm. those of you out there who haven't bought your ticket, but the first night is actually at a bar on Northgate and just like a cocktail hour. And then the next night they're doing this is the kicker: light hors d'oeuvres. So I'm not even getting a dinner out of it. Light hors d'oeuvres out at, I believe, the Veranda.
Okay. All right. Sure.
With, you know, alcohol available for purchase.
So you buy a ticket to that.
Yes. You get a plus one.
Okay.
Which all my friends who married other Bryan High graduates are totally working the system.
No kidding. How's that working out for you?
Yeah. You get a plus one with it, but... But anyway, there was a ticket service fee for, I think Eventbrite was the website that they used.
Oh, okay, sure, I know them.
To purchase tickets.
All right, so you hate paying the service charge when you buy the tickets for whatever that event might be. I was thinking a concert or a sporting event, but I guess in this case it could also be a high school reunion.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, well, anyhow, if you did that with Ticketmaster, you may have money coming back or at least some free tickets.
Nice.
Anybody who purchased tickets from Ticketmaster between October of 1999 and February of 2013, so you got like a 14-year window there, will receive vouchers for free tickets and discount codes. The suit affects 50 million people.
Wow.
So chances are pretty decent that you've got some free passes in your account. Esquire magazine writer Tyler Coates explored this and found that he got 17 free tickets, which is the max number that any customer could receive. So wow. What you got to do is, and obviously the tickets are valid for a limited number of events. So
right.
You just thought you wanted to go see that Norwegian Fiddlers Festival. Well, yes, you do. You get free tickets. Hello. Hello. You got to wait.
Those class action lawsuits are pretty crazy.
They are.
There's been a time that I didn't have anything to do with one as far as applying for anything. I just got a check in the mail.
Those are good.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with
that. You didn't even have to do anything.
Anyhow, if you have a Ticketmaster account, log into it, click on your account, and it will tell you whether or not you got some kind of a spiff coming. So, so I guess, and I don't see here exactly, obviously, Ticketmaster, as part of the deal, was able to say that they would not have to admit to any wrongdoing. You wouldn't want to think they'd done anything. But I'm wondering if they
they obviously didn't do anything wrong, even though they're having to give away free tickets and money back.
50 million people. Yeah. Hello.
I can accept a ticket service fee if I choose to buy it online versus going there in person. But when they only allow you to buy it online and they still charge you a fee.
Excellent point. Sure.
Horrible.
Yeah, I understand. Excellent point. And that's and of course, that's generally what happens too, especially in a high demand show. You're going to buy it online. You can't wait, and or you're on queue. I mean, how many times have you done that? You sat in queue waiting to buy tickets. I've certainly done that.
Oh, yeah.
Hoping that you can get that because of that little bitty window. And that's why I want to say American Express. I think American Express has some situations where they allow you access before the general public so you can get your tickets. But you can bet that, again, they've got a little fee going on.
You
got
to pay.
Yep, that's what you do.
Attention, City of Bryan residents. The single stream recycling program you've been asking for is finally here. The program allows you to place your recyclables in one container for bi-weekly collection by Brazos Valley Recycling for only $9.95 per month or $5.95 per month when 50% of your street participates. No bags or sorting required. Visit BrazosValleyRecycling.com to get started.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Betalift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Betalift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Pain has been called a messenger telling us that something is wrong, but messages are only helpful if you understand what they mean. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Now, I can tell you that from experience, because it happened to me on a motorcycle wreck a few years ago thanks to a winding mountain road. Obviously, it's not the sort of thing I hope to experience again, but if there was anything positive about my injury, it was this. The connection between my physical brokenness and the pain was all too obvious because of a broken and dislocated ankle. But those with emotional pain often tell a different story. It's much harder to connect symptoms to their cause. You can't always see the source of the problem, so the pain can be mistaken for other issues. Counselors, for example, will tell you depression is often confused with fatigue or dismissed as laziness. Even overeating is often not recognized as a messenger of emotional pain. And as a result, our struggles go untreated and steadily grow worse. And that's why we need trusted people in our lives that can help us interpret the messages of emotional pain and see what it's really all about. And the first step starts with you reaching out to a friend or trained counselor. And if you need someone to talk to, call us at 1-800-A-FAMILY or visit focusonthefamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
My name is Roosevelt. I always thought that cigarette smoking just messed up your lungs. I never thought that at only 45 would give me a heart attack. And I never thought that it would change my life forever. My tip is, do your heart a favor and quit now.
Heart attack risk drops as soon as you quit. Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW for help getting free medication, if available and eligible. That's 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team of Navasota. It's 7:51. It was a roller coaster weekend for the Brazos Valley Bombers as Friday night a walk-off by the Victoria Generals ended the Bombers' 8-game win streak, 6 of which came on the road. Saturday, the Bombers had just tied the game 2-2 against the Generals and were set to take the lead when all of a sudden the power went out. Despite the best efforts of BTU to restore the power, the game was suspended after an hour delay. The Bombers didn't let the power outage slow them down, though, as they swept the Sunday doubleheader against the Generals by scores of 3-2 and 7-1. The Bombers will get 2 days of rest before traveling to Plano to take on the Texas Marshals for 2 games. In other news for the Bombers, the first national rankings from CollegiateSummerBaseball.com has them ranked as the 9th best team in the country. The Bombers have finished in the top 5 national rankings over the last 3 seasons, including a national championship in 2013. Collegiate Summer Baseball had the Bombers ranked 3rd in the country at the end of the 2015 season, following their 3rd straight Texas Collegiate League title. Out in Omaha for the College World Series, Luke and Baker hit a go-ahead 3-run homer in the top of the 9th, and TCU beat number 5 national seed Texas Tech 5-3 Sunday in a meeting of the Big 12 rivals. TCU in the CWS for the 3rd straight year will play a bracket 2 winners game Tuesday night against Coastal Carolina. In Texas A&M tennis, Macarena Olivares, who will join the Aggs women's tennis team in the fall after playing the past 2 seasons for ASA College, was named to the 2016 Intercollegiate Tennis Association All-Star Team, the ITA announced. It's the 2nd consecutive year the Santiago, Chile native has been named to the prestigious team. In Major League Baseball,
swung on and lined towards center. It's a base hit. One run is home. Here comes Moreland around 3rd. He's heading home. The throw to the plate is late, and the Rangers lead 5-4.
Jurickson Profar hit a 2-run bases-loaded pinch hit single in the 8th, lifting the Texas Rangers to a 5-4 victory at the St. Louis Cardinals Sunday. It was Profar's first pinch hit at bat this season. Texas swept the 3-game series and has won 6 in a row in 8 of its last 9 games. The Rangers are 14-4 this month. The guys return to Arlington tonight to face the Orioles. First pitch is at 7:05 p.m. Pregame begins at 6:30, and you can catch it all on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, in Houston,
pitch on the way, and Valbuena drills this deep to right field. Holt is going back at the wall, looking up. See you later!
Evan Gattis and Luis Valbuena homered, driving in 2 runs each to help the Houston Astros to a 6-0 shutout over the Cincinnati Reds Sunday. Mike Fiers allowed 4 hits and struck out 5 in 5 2/3 scoreless innings. He left the game when Jay Bruce's line drive hit him in the thigh for a single with 2 outs in the 6th. Chris Devinsky took over and allowed 1 hit in 3 1/3 innings to complete the shutout. The Astros begin a 3-game series with the Angels tonight. First pitch is at 7:10 p.m. In the NBA Finals, it's over.
LeBron pulls up, fires a 3, and knocks it down. Oh, what a cut shot by LeBron James.
Cleveland's 52-year championship drought ended with an electrifying 93-89 victory over Golden State to give the Cavaliers their first NBA title. The Cavs are also the first NBA team to rally from a 3-1 deficit in the finals. As usual, James led the way and was a unanimous choice as the NBA Finals MVP. He became the 3rd player in league history to record a triple-double in a championship Game 7, joining Jerry West
West and James Worthy of the Lakers. Draymond Green was the high man for the Warriors with 32 points, but league MVP Steph Curry was held to just 17 points. Despite the disappointing loss, Warriors coach Steve Kerr shared some good sportsmanship about LeBron.
He's such a force physically, so powerful. He brought more force to the last three games than he did the first four. He's one of the great players of all time, and obviously was the key to the turnaround and had a great series.
Cleveland had been without a championship in the four major sports since the Browns won the NFL title in 1964. And heading out to the links, Dustin Johnson posted his first major title with a three-shot victory in the 116th U.S. Open by finishing 5-under par following his final round 69. Scott Piercy, Jim Furyk, and Shane Lowry tied for second. And now here's KO.
That's going to wrap up sports. We're in the studio with Mike Vivaldi from Team of Navasota. So what's going on?
I want to talk about a special incentive Ford put out. They have a extra $1,000 in addition to all the other incentives on trucks.
Oh, holy cow.
For first responders and active military. So if you're a first responder or active military, Ford wants to, you know, tell you thank
you. You got to hook up.
There you go.
Very nice. What do you got for the deal of the day to me?
Deal of the day is going to be a 2012 Scion XB. For $96.88.
Those are kind of neat little cars.
Cool little car.
I've never been in one, but most of them look pretty cool.
Yep. Yep. They're pretty neat little cars. We have about another 100 pre-owned vehicles on the lot. So
to find out more, all of it's online at
TMNavasota.com.
And that's going to do it for sports. I'm Kevin O'Connor on WTAW. If you're like most when it comes to having a lawnmower, four-wheeler, or other small engine equipment repaired, it's a ridiculous hassle. You have to borrow or rent a trailer, haul it to the repair shop, wait for it to be repaired, then repeat the process to get it back. Not anymore. Simply call Ace Hardware, 979-279-3003. Ace picks up the equipment, repairs it, and brings it back. For lawnmower, four-wheeler, or small engine repair, your local Ace is the place. Call 979-279-3003 for your Ace repair today.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company, more than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team, and we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. We are Aggies, helping Aggies. This is Malik, and we make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
Need a new trailer for your job site, home, or hobbies? Midway Trailers in Madisonville is your one-stop shop. Located in Madisonville on I-45, just a short drive from Bryan-College Station in Huntsville, Midway Trailers provides every style of trailer to fit your every need. Light duty, heavy duty, cargo, automotive, horse, or livestock. Midway only stocks and sells the best brands. Brands like CM, Lark, and Big Tex Trailers, America's best-selling professional-grade trailer line. Visit MidwayTrailers.com today and haul away happy with Midway Trailers in Madisonville.
All parents want to give their babies a strong start. That's why so many choose College Station Medical Center. We have the area's first Level 3 neonatal intensive care unit, plus skilled, experienced OBGYNs and staff who deliver personal care and comfort. And then there are our birthing suites with Wi-Fi and sleep sofas for dads. Every blink, every grasp, every giggle. At College Station Medical Center, every baby is a celebration. Find an OBGYN or take a virtual birthing center tour at collegestationbaby.com. collegestationbaby.com.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, the Infomaniacs, a couple of minutes still. You know, you can text us at any time if you want to.
It's That's really right.
Pretty easy. You can do that, 979-695-1620. And send us pictures. Speaking of pictures.
Pictures.
How about Kevin O'Connor?
Yeah.
Man. Yeah. He also made the front page of the newspaper.
Oh, with wow. His picture from yesterday's fire.
The oil tank fire that happened off of East 29th Street. Nobody was injured. It was, you know, kind of spectacular.
Right. And that's what they said, just because all the smoke, it looked a lot worse than it actually was.
I talked to him for a minute. He said, you know, it's like the fireman's training school. We've seen that before. He said, but
right.
It's the middle of town.
Yeah.
That's not supposed to happen like that.
Yeah.
So, as a matter of fact, it wasn't. So we appreciate him taking the pics and sharing it, and it's, like I say, he made the front page of the paper. All right. So my guess is that at some point, Chewbacca mom, what's her name?
Candace Parker. No.
Payne. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Candace Parker is a basketball player.
Okay, well, there you go. All right. So anyway, Chewbacca mom posted a picture on, of course, Facebook of herself laughing while she was wearing the Wookiee mask, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Hasbro has unveiled a Chewbacca action figure with Candace Payne's face on it.
Yep.
Stop.
During a special ceremony at the Toy Company.